Three geese flew overhead as I walked down Nobadir Road. I heard them first, the sound of their wings, almost electric. A pair, wingtips close enough to touch, and a third lagging behind. Hard not to think of a family of some kind. Hard not to think of trinities. Everyone is looking for deeper meaning in a moment like this. I waved to every car I saw, every runner or dog walker. This isn't the kind of place where people wave. We are New England polite. A sharp nod of the head in your general direction, or perhaps a quick, low, as we hustle along, hardly a word. The people in the cars wave back. The others on the path walk in the road, or I walk in the road. We still aren't sure how much space the other should cede. Down at the end of Western Ave is the old life-saving station, now a youth hostel in summer. One of only a handful of Victorians we have left on the island. People thought the design too gaudy back then, if anybody had the money to build to begin with. People forget how many times this island has seen fortunes lost and gained. The life-saving station was built in the 1870s, and all the way out here on the edge of the island there was no one to complain about the gingerbread trim. I've been thinking about that word, about life-saving. I lay down in the grass in front of the old building, double barn doors big enough to store a surf boat. Everything is shuttered now. This is the time of the year when the island is supposed to be waking up. The surfmen who were stationed here would walk their part of the coast of the island, back and forth and back and forth, all night long. They'd sweep the sand in search of other sailors wrecked on the bars. They once rescued a cat who lived another 10 years or so. Now the station's once expansive view of the low dunes is blocked. A new house sprouted there last winter, after an old cottage was torn down. Construction was suspended island-wide at the end of the third week of March. The new shingles look as raw as a wound. I follow a footpath down the beach near Auriga Street. Oversand vehicles used to be allowed down this way. Long summer days once started here. Mothers pack sandwiches and potato chips and ice pops and plastic sleeves, and one of the neighbor dads always had a beer cracked as soon as the car started. It was the job of the kids to let the air out of the tires, the slow hiss of air escaping and the crackle of the Red Sox game on the radio, or music on the oldies station. It could be quiet out here for longer than any of us would like. The tide is low and the beach is pockmarked with footprints from people who have walked here before me. Paw prints, too, from some playful dogs. We are walking the same beach, separated by time. In my normal life, I walk alone because I want to. But to walk alone because you have to is an entirely different thing altogether. I head back towards home again, as the sun dips and the wind kicks up. They say it could snow tonight, I think I heard. The daffodils are starting to come up. The world is still turning. The same three geese, at least I think they must be the same, fly over me so low that I can hear their wings again. I wonder where they are going.